This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We now know who the mystery witness is who prompted the House January 6th committee to suddenly reconvene for a hearing this afternoon.
Until this morning, it hadn't even announced who would testify, and now says it will be Cassidy Hutchinson, a top Trump White House aide and a key witness to the Capitol riot probe, who has already given the committee a trove of information. In excerpts of testimony she has given behind closed doors, Hutchinson told the panel she was in the room for meetings where election challenges were debated, with GOP lawmakers present. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's an increasingly unstable world, says NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sparked a fundamental shift in NATO's approach to defense. Somebody heard a cry for help last night in San Antonio and found a tractor trailer with 46 people inside dead. 16 others were rushed to hospitals. Apparently, migrants being smuggled across the border from Mexico to the U.S., Ben Thomas reports.
The tractor trailer had been abandoned on a back road in San Antonio. Police Chief William McManus says a worker in a nearby building made the discovery.
Heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found a trailer with the doors partially open.
Fire Chief Charles Hood says 46 of the people inside were dead, but 12 adults and 4 children were taken to hospitals.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion.
Sound courtesy KSAT. I'm Ben Thomas.
3 people are in custody. A fire at a prison in the country of Colombia has killed at least 49 people. Michigan's Supreme Court says a judge did not have the authority to issue indictments in the Flint water scandal. This is AP News. The man who shot and wounded President Reagan in 1981 is publicly apologizing. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
John Hinckley Jr. says he doesn't remember and doesn't want to remember the emotions he was feeling when he fired the shots that wounded President Reagan, paralyzed his press secretary James Brady, and also wounded a police officer and a Secret Service agent. Then 25, Hinckley was suffering from acute psychosis when he undertook the assassination attempt. Appearing on CBS Mornings, his first TV interview since his release from court supervision, Hinckley says he does feel remorse for all the lives his actions affected. He says he realizes those people probably can't forgive him now, but he still wants them to know he's sorry. I'm Ben Thomas.
This week marks 15 years since the iPhone first went on sale and ushered in a new era, the age of the smartphone. The Dow opened up a few hundred points this morning, right after the opening bell. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.